بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. بتائی تلیت نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد In this beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu Hazrat is teaching us that the real enjoyment of life is when a person starts building his connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is why Allah Ta'ala actually has given us life. Allah has given us life to have a special connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the more a person builds his connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, the more enjoyable life becomes. Otherwise, like the people of dunya, they say every good thing comes to an end. There is no good in the things of dunya. And obviously it comes to an end with terrible headaches and all depression, etc. In the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all good things only increases all the time. As Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions that the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ, that nobody knows, every wali of Allah, as he treads the path of the love of Allah ta'ala, and he gets more and more marifat, and more the azmat and the muhabbat of Allah penetrates the heart, he is in a different world. He can't even explain, and nobody will understand it. So here Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, just giving us an indication that these only the real friends of Allah Ta'ala, myself, where can we understand this reality? But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they know, and they'll understand that what Hazrat is meaning here, that naye jamo meena ataho rahe, that the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and once you get connected in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you realize the true drinks of the love of Allah Ta'ala. What are all the terrible drinks of this world which intoxicate you? It makes you totally unmindful of your own self. You don't know who's your mother and your own sister, and you don't know yourself. The real drink is the drink of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And where you will get that, Allah Ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, come in the company of my true righteous friends, and they will give you these special drinks that you will be shocked that I thought I'm enjoying my life, but now you will realize, no, this is the direction I have to take. And as you come on the path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat says, this is a high stage of the quality of the friends of Allah. Hazrat says that every moment you see Allah Ta'ala is giving you new goblets with full pitchers of the wine of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, when will you get this? One is, first of all, realize your object and purpose of life. That is to sacrifice our life for the giver of life, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because only Allah knows the value of life. So if we give our life to Allah, Allah Ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. Allah appreciates. And the real fortunate ones are those in their prime youth. They change their direction towards the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala appreciates that tremendously. And as Hazrat says, that person who gives his youth to Allah Rabbul Izzat, in his old age he'll find he's still like a young person. He'll still be splendid and fresh like a young person all the time. So how to attain this? Hazrat says, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai, wo fani buto se juda ho raha hai. That a person realizes that every breath that I've got and I'm breathing is only from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So upon whom should I sacrifice this? Not upon anybody but the giver of this breath, Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person who realizes this and he sacrifices and just makes the intention now and then takes one step towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala automatically, Hazrat says, you'll see your direction of your heart totally changes. Wafani buto se juda ho raha hai. All the artificial and all the useless idols of this world, whether it is illicit love affairs, whether it is sports, whether it's all this dirty politics, whatever the case may be, whether it's attaining the degrees, all this will just disappear from your heart. You'll find now you realize not even inclination to that is all idols, filth and dirt. How can I turn towards that evil thing? And now I just want to give my life for Allah Rabbul Izzat.
So this is Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in this Mubarak Majlis of our Honorable Shaykh to learn that how we have to change our direction. And then a person sees when you come into this direction, then you realize, oh, I thought I'm enjoying life. I thought I'm having, and worse, if a person is going towards clubs, etc., and he thinks he's enjoying life, Allahu Akbar, that person who comes in this company, he realizes that, this is where you'll get the real drinks of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. You will get just an idea of the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah. And when a person becomes soaked in the spark of the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is explaining now a very high condition of the lovers of Allah, that wo khamre kuhan to kawitar hai lekin naye jamo meena ata ho rahe, that they are so soaked in the love of Allah Ta'ala, they just enjoy all the time the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whether it is their zikr, whether it's tilawat, whether making du'as, then in salah, etc. So Hazrat says, this enjoyment is like drinking that very, very strong wine of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why the Ahlullah has given the similitude of the love of Allah Ta'ala as wine, because people of dunya, they think enjoyment is in these intoxicants, but they lose their home self. This enjoyment and this wine is such that makes you alert who you are. The more you enjoy the love of the wine of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the more you come to realize that I'm absolutely useless. I am nothing, and Allah allows me to take His name. So Hazrat says, although this wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala is very strong, all the wine of this world cannot compare to one moment of just being in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And once, 1 minute taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the whole world put together cannot pay for that. So Hazrat says, this wine is so strong in my heart, I have got this connection with Allah, but the more I build my connection with Allah, the more I engage in my zikr and du'as, then I see Allah Ta'ala blesses me with more and more different types of drinks of the wine of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu Akbar. And the reality, as Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned, that when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Himself will present in the year after, Allah Ta'ala will present the drink of the year after, then a person will understand what enjoyment there is here in the world. You'll get this enjoyment of Jannat already. So that is why we can't make enough shukr. Allah brings us in this majalis to realize that this is where we should be turning to. Learn about the marifat of Allah, then learn to take the name and the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you'll find what enjoyment you can't imagine. Then a person will understand, now this life of mine, for what is it? Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho raha hai. That in the part of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which is a very, very great part, but obviously Allah Ta'ala will test us, and to see whether we are really serious to be in the part of the love of Allah Ta'ala. As Hazrat explains to us, that in the beginning when a person comes in this majalis, and you start making zikr, in the beginning, like children, Allah Ta'ala gives us enjoyment. That we say the zikr is very enjoyable. Like a child, you want to draw him closer to you. The father, grandfather shows him a sweet. And he comes 1-2 days, you give him the sweet. As he becomes fond to you, now you want to see whether he is coming to you or he is coming to the sweet. Then now you put the sweet one side. If he doesn't come to you, then you say, okay, you don't want to come, you won't get sweets anymore. So exactly the same, many of us, we complain that, Hazrat, I start making zikr, I was enjoying it. Now a week is gone, I don't enjoy my zikr. And then we say, I can't manage to complete my zikr. Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that we have to see that I have to give my heart sometimes, I have to give my life sometimes. That whether I enjoy it or I don't enjoy it, our object is the ibadat of Allah. We have to do what Allah wants us to do. And when a person is not enjoying, Allah Ta'ala gives you more reward. Because that is the time when really you're not doing it for your nafs. Because when we're making zikr also and we're enjoying it, my nafs is really getting enjoyment. So thus we are in the spark of the love of Allah, Hazrat explained, you'll have to give your heart and you'll have to give your soul all the time in the love of Allah. Then you'll become Abdul Latif, the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who knows all the subtleness and the secrets of the heart. And you won't become Abdul Lutf, that just Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That Hazrat teaches us that even in our ibadat, even in the spot of the love of Allah, Shaitan plays havoc, our nafs plays havoc with us. That where we get enjoyment, there we want to be. We don't get enjoyment, we become lazy. So our object is, not the enjoyment is not the object. The main thing is, we are the slaves of Allah. So whatever is the command of Allah Ta'ala, I have to run to it. Whether I'm tired, whether I feel enjoyment or I don't feel enjoyment. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further, what Allah will bless you with, khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar. Hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho raha hai. That now a person realizes that all my desires, I will just sacrifice it. And all my desires, I will crush it upon the desires of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What Allah is happy with me, that whether I enjoy it or not, Allah wants me at this time that I should be fasting. I enjoy keeping fast. Not a, we regard it as a burden, but we look forward. In my enjoyment, I will sacrifice and I will, Allahu Akbar, I will give all my desires one side on the desires of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, then only what Allah Ta'ala is saying, kunu ma'as sadiqeen, be with the true lovers of Allah, those that have got that in the love of Allah in their heart. Hazrat says, in this way only, now you will become among those people who are the true lovers of Allah. You'll get an iota and a brief idea of them. And now only your heart will start becoming clean. Allah will purify that heart. When you now turn your attention fully and all the time be worried that what I am doing, is Allah happy with me or not? Or am I doing it for my own pleasures or desires? And this is why we have to come here regularly and then take the medicine and realize that this is the only way that a person can get closer and in the spot of the love of Allah. Hazrat says, kabhi pi rahe lahu arzu ka mitakar khudi ba khuda ho raha hai. That is, sometimes you'll have to drink the blood of your desires. Your desires are calling you, whether it's even in the form of ibadat, even if in the form, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes a person is punctual with his tahajjud, he never misses it. Now somebody is sick in the family, at that time now your wife is not well to make her khidmat. What an enjoyable tahajjud. Now your desire is to make tahajjud. Now you feel you actually drinking the blood of your desires, that Allah Ta'ala's command now is that make the khidmat of your wife. And then Hazrat says, now when you annihilate your own self, that me, I am a very big tahajjud guzar, but now to stoop down to that level that you make khidmat of somebody. This is a great, great namat of Allah Ta'ala when Allah grants us. Allah gives me an idea and all of us to realize what a great thing is this. And then for what can we talk, say about haram desires? That is totally out of the question. And even that person who was lost in the world of enjoyment and pleasure, when you drink up all these desires of yours, you come to these majalis and you realize, how could I be going to clubs? How can I be watching this football and all the filth and dirt? And now you do sacrifice, and Allah Ta'ala knows what pain is going through your heart. It's like you're putting a dagger, and now you have stabbed your heart and that blood is flowing. Then the only way, in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, you have to annihilate yourself. And that is what is called fanayat. So Hazrat says, then only, when you annihilate yourself, all your pleasures and your desires, then you'll become ba-khuda. Then only you'll get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise a person can dream, as our Hazrat teaches us in another poem, our Dada Shaykh says, that a person who is treading the path of the love of Allah, he might be making zikr also, etc., but he doesn't give up his sin. He still wants to watch all the clips where there's videos, etc. on. And he still wants to watch them, talk to women, or look at all unnecessary, useless, vain things. Then that person can dream of becoming a lover of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, to understand this reality. Then Hazrat says, what is the path towards this love of Allah? And Allah has brought these Mubarak occasions for us, that if we still didn't realize, now is the time to realize, tujhe ho Mubarak, ye ashk-e nadamat. Naye baab ulfat ke wa ho raha hai. That very blessed is that person who takes that deep sigh of regret. How did I pass my life? And then one drop of tear comes out. Hazrat says that drop of tear is so mubarak. It is so valuable in the eyes of Allah that it will put off the whole fire of Jahannam for you. And forget the friends of Allah Ta'ala in the love of Allah. Every moment they crying over their ibadat. That, oh Allah, you gave me the opportunity, but my ibadat, where can it be of that level? So that those tears are also of regret, but in the love of Allah Ta'ala. A person like myself need to now shed the tears of regret of my life. How am I passing my life? And Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, Allah wants to draw us all, that if we still not realizing it, here's the Mubarak days, Mubarak night. Shab-e-Barat is right at our doorstep. This is the time we shouldn't be waiting till the 15th night of Shaban. Already we start making istighfar, tawbah, regretting. When the tears of regret, which is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, now you see new chapters of the love of Allah. I thought I was enjoying illicit love affairs. But when you get connection with the creator of love, with the creator of beauty, then you realize, ah, where I was wasting my time. And then you'll see real tears of, just tears from your eyes, tears of blood will come out of my heart. That how am I spending my life and just wasting it in vain? And Hazrat explains, when you get the tawfiq, never ever think it is I that turn to Allah. It is actually Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. Ye shaan-e karam hai ke na laaye ko par. Karam unke har dam ata ho rahe. That is, this is the very splendor of Allah Ta'ala's kindness. That useless people like myself, na like, worthy of absolutely nothing, Allah brought us in this majalis. And this is the favor of Allah. Then now a person will realize every split moment, every breath of their mind, Allah is just blessing with unlimited bounties. Just one minute, 1 second to be in the house of Allah, a person will realize this is a great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's special kindness. And like Hazrat Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah used to say, if you think you na like, I'm useless, where can I become the friend of Allah? He says, very easy, just come in the company of these great servants and personalities. Laiko ke saath apne aap juro. That just connect yourself to those who you think are worthy of the, and they are the close friends of Allah. You just sit in their company. Allah's rahmat is descending, it will fall upon you also. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Finally, Hazrat explains that when you tread this path of the love of Allah, and just in a drop of Allah's love, which is the greatest thing, then you'll see the miracle that takes place in a person's life. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. Now you'll see the miracle of love is that you can be the king in this world, but you love like an ordinary mendicant, like an ordinary pauper, because now you don't want to be in the limelight. You want to be connected to Allah Ta'ala. And here Hazrat is referring to Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, who was the king of Balkh, so wealthy. He gave away his kingdom to go and sit in the jungle and make the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what honor Allah Ta'ala gives such people, we can't imagine. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala these nights, making tawbah istighfar, and begging Allah Ta'ala to bring us on the path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat.